my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening today to Revival Time. It's March the 2nd, and we are officially beginning tonight at 6:30 p.m., the 41st Annual Pastors and Workers Conference. We actually began yesterday, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and it's been a wonderful, God's been so good to us. And I thank God for the preacher friends that we have. Thank God that you're here. Today also marks the 16th anniversary of KNVBC Radio, and we're excited about all that. The Pastors Conference are going to sing for us this morning from last year, It Is Well. I don't know whether 250, 300, 325 men, I don't know how many were in the choir, but oh, did they sing last year, It Is Well With My Soul. Sing it, fellas.
Yeah.
I hope you'll be in prayer for our pastors and workers conference, and I hope you can watch tonight, 6:30. We have one preacher a night. Tomorrow morning, we begin at 9 a.m. We begin with a preaching session, and then we'll also have a workshop, just one tomorrow, and one hour of workshops. There'll be so many workshops. And then we're back for another morning service. It's going to be great. And two great preachers tomorrow morning, one every night. And it's inspiration tonight at 6 o'clock in the lobby. So it'll be a grand and glorious occasion. We have the song, The Master of the Sea. I'm in 1 Thessalonians 5. I want to talk to you today about, because it is our pastor's conference, I want to talk to you about you and your pastor. You and your pastor. This week, we're going to have a great broadcast, but just today, one day, you and your pastor, right after the song, The Master of the Sea. These are boys that grew up here. They're adult men now, but they are singing The Master of the Sea.
One night upon the sea, a ship was tossing to and fro. Breakers dashed on every head. Did blow. All on board were filled with fright as the mighty billows rolled. Then they called upon the one who the winds and waves controlled. When he reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this, they all did say, that the winds and seas obey. He's the one who sails with me. He's the master of the sea.
Though the storms of life may rage, round you roll, he can calm that troubled sea, as he did in days of old.
As upon life's sea you sail, trust in him who never fails. I'm so glad he sails with me. Reaches out his hand, billows cease at his command. Winds and waves obey his will. When he says to them, be still. What man is this, they all did say, that the winds and seas obey. He's the one who sails with me. The master of the sea. He's the one who sails with me.
He's the master of the sea.
Of the sea.
I want to take your attention to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I want to talk about you and your pastor during the pastor's conference today. And you know what, child of God, don't have an issue with your pastor. Don't write him a note and tell him off. Don't send him an email and tell him off. Don't start an insurrection in the church. Don't create a split. What in the world are you thinking? A pastor is a gift from God. Well, you don't know my pastor. Well, I don't know you either. But I'll tell you what, my dad lived to be 93, I believe, died this month, about 9 years ago. My dad was a member of a church his whole life. He was a Baptist. He was saved. He was baptized. He had so many. My dad never one time said anything negative about one pastor. My mother either. Not one. Not one time did they ever say anything negative. They had a pastor, I found out, about 1953. I found this out about maybe 25 years ago, that he had committed adultery and he was selling cars in town. And my parents never told me. I was an adult pastor, pastoring this church for 25 years or more. And I found out when I was at another city preaching. And I came back, I said, "Dad, you never told me that." And he said, "You didn't need to know, son. You are a young boy. You didn't need to know that. And I'm disappointed someone told you." You know, that's the kind of dad I had. The Bible says, "We beseech you, brethren," verse 12, "to know them." That is to encourage them, which labor among you. Your pastor's laboring. I'm telling you what, just studying the Word. I study the Word of God all day long. I have to. I have 5 broadcasts like this. I have a live broadcast on Friday. I have a Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, every week. I have elementary chapel, high school chapel, college chapel. I teach a philosophy of ed, philosophy of music, 2 classes. I teach a preacher boys class. I teach all week long. I have 15, 16, 17 items to get ready for. I'm studying all the time. And you say, "Well, you're not fast enough. You're not." Don't tell me what I'm not. I'm burning the midnight oil. We haven't taken a vacation in years. I'm just telling you, know them, encourage them, which labor among you. You say, "Well, I don't see my pastor laboring." Well, that's not up to you to figure out. And are over you. And your pastor's over you. He's over you. He's not under you. He's over you in the Lord and admonish you. Here it is. "And esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves." I don't understand why you cannot pray. By the way, that's why you're having problems with your pastor. You don't pray for him. No, don't. No, I pray every day. I pray every day. God bless our pastor. That's not a prayer. That's vain repetition. No, you get alone with God. And you begin to pray for your pastor. And he may not be a good pastor. He may not be a good preacher of this, but maybe you'll turn him into one if you pray for him. You pray for him 20 years, he may become a good pastor. You pray for him for 25 years, he may become a good pastor. And you know, I don't believe we're in the business of analyzing the man of God. I believe you're in the business of encouraging the man of God. How do you encourage him? Well, encourage his preaching. Say amen. "Man, I don't believe in that." Well, then don't go to heaven, because we're going to say amen and amen. Say amen. When you come and you hear him speak, you hear him give testimony, you hear him preach, ought to move you to something. Lift your hand. Say amen. Give a shout. Give a tear. Get a bended knee. It ought to cause you to do something, not just sit there like an old bump on the law with your arms crossed, analyzing that he says this over and over and over again. He has to say it because you're backslidden. You don't even listen. "I beseech you, brethren." I want to encourage you, brethren, to know them, encourage them. Yeah, what's his favorite candy bar? What's his favorite color? What's his favorite automobile? What's his favorite restaurant? You know, all those things, you can meet those needs. I know pastors that have no car allowance and they drive old junky cars and the church doesn't like it. But then if the church would buy them a new one, well, it must be nice to be rich. I always tell people, and I don't have to tell them now, but when I was young, I'd say, "Don't blame me on your prayer power. You could have one too if you got with it." You know, love your pastor. Write him a note. Tell him he's doing a good job. Write him a note once a month. Get him something. I have a man that gets me breath mints every single Sunday morning, big old box of them, and he gives them every Sunday morning. I have so many people doing so much for me. They love me, and I love them so very much. Father, bless our dear listeners today. Bless our conference tonight as we kick it off, and I pray that we'd have many listeners and many in attendance as well. Thank you for Revival Time. Thank you for these 16 years. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.